Talking about the inherited acantholytic disorders, in which have two most important disorders, that is the Dyer disease and the Hailey-Hailey disease. The Dyer disease is an autosomal dominant genodermatosis characterized clinically by the chronic eruption of the keratotic papules, which are initially isolated and then become confluent to form the hyperkeratotic plaques, mainly on the seborrheic distribution. Histologically, it forms intraepidermal acantholysis and dyskeratosis. Since it is an inherited disorder, so it is caused by a gene mutation, that is ATP2A2. This ATP2A2 is a gene which encodes for the transmembrane calcium channels, which is the calcium ATPase type 2, in the membrane of the sarcoplasmic or endoplasmic reticulum. The work of this these calcium channels to pump the calcium against the calcium gradient, because for the epidermal keratinocyte differentiation and adhesion, high concentration of the calcium will be needed. So if there is a mutation, this work will be impaired, and hence the high calcium level which is required for the functioning and epidermal keratinocyte differentiation will not be there, and hence it will result in the intraepidermal acantholysis and dyskeratosis. The age usually, the age of presentation is in the teenage years. However, some patients may also present in the later ages, that is 6th or 7th decade of life. However, there is no gender difference in the presentation.